In this video, we're going to build a sandbox solution that actually deploys an event receiver. In particular, it's going to deploy an event receiver that's going to populate a list with list items. Again, just as an example of some of the different types of solutions that you can build via sandbox solutions for SharePoint Online. In this video, I'll build an event receiver as a sandbox solution in order to populate a list with items as part of that actual feature. So what I'm going to do is I'll say File, New, Project. I'm going to create an empty SharePoint project, and I'm going to call this SharePoint Project Event Receivers. Okay, and I'm going to save it to the lab folder for this particular example. I'll click OK. Again, I'm going to be asked what local site do you want to use for debugging. I'll use the Lab02 solution, and I'm going to deploy this, of course, as a sandbox solution so I can use this solution up in SharePoint Online, running in the cloud. So now that I have my project, I want to add a feature, so I'll just right click and say Add Feature. And then once I get that feature designed or defined, I want to add an event receiver. Okay, and once I add that event receiver, I'm just going to throw some code in here within Feature Activated. To actually define my list. And you can see here in Feature Activated, so when the feature's activated, this event receiver is going to do what? It's going to populate that products list that I created in the last video. So using SPWeb or a reference to the site that the feature is being activated within, I just grab spweb.properties.feature.parent, define SPList, an instance of SPList called products list to be web.listProducts. And here you can see I'm just creating a new SPList item just by calling productList.items.add. And you can see here I'm just going through each individual field like title, product description, and product ID, and populating with data, and then calling new item.update. And I do that a few times to create, three different items within that list. Okay, so let's go ahead and just F6 to make sure that that succeeded. And let's hit F5. And we'll go ahead and debug this locally to make sure that it does everything that we expect it to do. So VS goes through and packages the whole thing up and then activates the feature. And there you go. So I go over to the products list. You can see here's the three different product items that I defined just via that event receiver. Okay, so I've debugged and made sure that everything shows up the way I'd like it to. So what do I want to do now? I want to package that up and deploy it to SharePoint Online. So the package succeeded. Now just go over to my SharePoint Online instance. You can see products only has the single product item that I defined in that last video. So I'll go to the top level site. Go to Site Settings, go to Solutions, click on the Solutions tab and say Upload Solution. Then I'll go ahead and grab the WSP that I created when I packaged it up. So there's my WSP, event receivers.wsp. Okay, so I'll activate it. It deploys all the features. Let's go over to Lab02. Again, just the item that I defined. I'll go Site Settings, Manage Site Features, and then select the Event Receivers Feature 1. Now, when I go over to List, of course, that feature activated event receiver is fired, and it's gone through and used my SPList code to throw in three more items within the list. So just a quick example again of the types of things that you can do in sandbox solutions above and beyond, what everyone expects as far as deploying, a web part. But we've been working with site columns and content types and list definitions, and here we're using event receivers to populate lists. So great example of what you can do within a sandbox solution, and therefore what you can do in SharePoint Online.